It's a great pleasure and an honor to welcome back to WGBH the Borromeo String Quartet.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nicholas Kitchen and Christopher Tong, violins. Mai Motobuchi, viola, and Yisun Kim playing the cello. I don't know if you ever saw the Ed Harris film Copying Beethoven. It's a pretty recent film. Ed Harris plays Beethoven, and the quartet is rehearsing this next piece called The Great Fugue, the Große Fugue. Beethoven's leaning in, he's struggling to hear, he's there with a bunch of people and his patron, they're all listening, and they're filing out of the room, one by one. And by the end, the patron stands up and he says, "My God, you're deafer than I thought." And he walks out. And I remember my daughter being very upset at that, because she liked the Große Fugue, and she didn't understand why everybody was leaving. But that brings us around to a question I have for Nick Kitchen. You've gone farther with it, and you're interested in bringing it to the minds and hearts of children. Explain this.
We created a children's program called Ludwig's Wig, kind of a children's story about a wig maker who loves music, who happened to make the wig for Haydn and make the wig for Mozart. And Beethoven appears, and he's somewhat of a wild animal, but she loves the way he plays, but she doesn't understand how anyone can have such little respect for the way things are done. What happens is we're performing, and this story is narrated, but on the screen behind us is a constant animation.
And you have done the animation.
Yeah, I created the animation. I've always loved to draw, and so I decided to put those things together and create a children's program about very intense, very exciting music. And by the way, I think the Große Fugue, despite its complexity, is one of the most joyous and most fun pieces of music ever written.
Okay, well, fasten your seatbelts. Here it is. This is the Große Fugue by Beethoven with the Borromeo String Quartet live.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Beethoven, the Grosse Fugue, the Great Fugue, Opus 133. It has its own opus number, originally the final movement of the Opus 130 string quartet. Is it an exhausting thing to play through the Grosse Fugue?
Should be. And it is.
Right. Nicholas Kitchen, Christopher Tong, Mai Modibuchi, and Yisun Kim. Please come back again soon. And thanks for being the first string quartet to perform in our Fraser Performance Studio. How'd it go? What do you think?
It's wonderful.
Nice place.
Yeah, it really is.
I'm Kathy Fuller. We are WGBH 89.7 Boston.